Yesterday, Tempe police released video from the fatal crash involving an Uber self-driving SUV and a pedestrian. It shows everything that happened just before the moment when the car struck 49-year-old Elaine Hertzberg, who died of her injuries. One angle shows the road and Hertzberg walking her bike across. The other angle shows the safety driver in the vehicle looking down, and then at the end of the clip, a sudden expression of surprise.
Uber said in a statement, quote, "The video is disturbing and heartbreaking to watch, and our thoughts continue to be with Elaine's loved ones. Our cars remain grounded, and we're assisting local, state, and federal authorities in any way we can," end quote.
Tempe police reiterated that fault has not been determined in this case, and the investigation is ongoing. But some experts in the field who've watched the video say something must be amiss, that the car should have avoided hitting Hertzberg. Todd Humphries is an associate professor in aerospace engineering at the University of Texas at Austin, and his research involves autonomous vehicles and how they perceive the world. Todd, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah. So what does this footage tell us that perhaps was a little bit unclear before and seems perhaps even more disturbing than we thought before?
Well, what we didn't know before was whether the woman was visible to the car long before the hit took place. And from what we see in the video, she indeed should have been visible to the sensors, the LIDAR and the radar sensors, up to 3 seconds before she was impacted by the car.
So two things going on. The car didn't slow down significantly. The driver was looking down. Maybe it monitors rather than the road. How important are those observations when it comes to actually learning about the tech? What do those observations tell us about what could have been prevented?
Well, as far as the driver is concerned, the safety driver, I'll leave that to the side because it doesn't have to do with the actual autonomous vehicle. But the vehicle itself appears to have demonstrated some serious weaknesses in this case. Like I said, it should have seen her 3 seconds before and would have had plenty of time to brake. The whole promise of these automated vehicles is that they will have better reaction times and better nighttime vision, longer out vision than humans. It wasn't the case this time.
Todd, do you believe that this incident shows a flaw in Uber's technology or a flaw maybe in the entire concept of how autonomous vehicles are programmed and working at this point?
I hope this is really just limited to Uber's technology and, in fact, Uber's technology today in 2018. I would hate for this to be a damning incident all across the board for automated vehicles. And the literature and research that we've done here and in other places on LIDAR and radar indicate that it can be used to better effect than they were using it. So something went wrong with the Uber system. This calls into question Uber's ability to correctly and promptly interpret their own sensor data.
So, you know, we heard from the statement from Uber that their cars continue to be grounded at this point. Do you think that this incident will set back the timeline that people had been discussing for when fully autonomous vehicles might be deployed on roads?
I think it's likely it will set back the timeline. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw congressional hearings and some serious study of this incident and others like it. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we should pause to ask ourselves whether it's ethical to involve pedestrians and cyclists and people who have not signed on to these experiments in the experiments. You know, when we are testing on the roads, these people are involved unwittingly in the experiment, this grand automated vehicle experiment.
Todd, let me turn the table on you just really briefly here. So based on the questions that we're asking and the questions that should be asked, is there enough there to say this really needs to go back to the drawing board? Obviously some tweaks, but is there something that you would ask those who are actually putting together the technology and say, how come this particular thing wasn't fixed? Have you tested this particular part enough?
Well, I would love to get my hands on the LIDAR data and the radar data that were recorded on the vehicle, because my calculations and experience shows that this should not have been difficult. It wouldn't be difficult to detect this woman 50 meters out, 25 meters out, and apply the brakes. I'd like to know if perhaps they were trying to do some testing with reduced sensors, but really I'm quite baffled. This shouldn't have been difficult.
Well, that's somewhat alarming in and of itself. Todd Humphries is an associate professor in aerospace engineering at the University of Texas at Austin. We've been talking about autonomous vehicles. Todd, thank you for the time.
Thank you.